Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You're living in a fantasy world, man.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Hits the bong.
And James Strebel.
Hit the bong all you want.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You want to get somebody who sucks? We can just keep Chris Mack and keep our money and get 6,300 people in the arena. You know, okay, you want to hire somebody who sucks? Or do you, this is
Kenny,
what it costs.
Kenny,
I'm sorry, Louisville. This is what it costs. It costs
You're
money.
Really good at
You want
spending.
To get somebody that's yeah. worth a damn?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to pay $12 million to tell Chris Mack goodbye and $12 million to get somebody worth a damn in here who wants to win games.
You don't honestly think they're gonna spend $24 million on buyouts.
We suck. We're gonna do nothing.
Jack Strebel had not heard that. So at 3:01, he was not listening
so
to the
low.
Show. So
that's
well,
not surprising.
I mean,
yeah. I missed the very beginning. I heard everything else. I rarely catch the opening.
Oh, goodness. Blank is done with Chris Mack.
I just can't.
Bring on Bruce Pearl. All right, 437-9680, 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, Cox'sLouisville.com. They are now delivering. Get your booze in there before you get, I don't know, loaded with Strebel tonight. I don't know. You got basketball.
Yeah.
You got
they need them well in a crouch.
Bruce. So Cox'sLouisville.com, they're delivering all the beer, wine, spirits, premium cigars, those three evergreen locations, such a great selection of craft beer, whatever you need, they got you covered tonight. This weekend, you got the NFL games, Louisville, Kentucky, you got Indiana tomorrow night, losing by double figures at home to Purdue. Kind of want to pick the Hoosiers, but I don't know, we'll see. We will not talk about that again in the 5 o'clock hour. That is radio suicide. So we will move along here at 5:03 on ESPN 680 105.7. If you're just joining us in the 5 o'clock hour, we had Mike Morgan on last segment, who's calling the game tonight, Texas A&M and Kentucky. Pat Forty in the 4 o'clock hour. Those will be up on the podcast center after the show. We are also reacting to the explosive sound coming from Mark Weinberg, we believe.
Yes.
I have now tweeted it out. So has Roundfather over there. It looks like Weinberg got a little gassy on air today.
Yes.
And Jack, let's play that again just for the audience. They need to hear this at 5 o'clock. Now
yes,
is the
do.
Time to play it.
Yes.
Cold this air is. It's 8-1 Iowa.
So he's talking about Iowa, and he had chili for lunch, a late lunch at Chex.
Yeah, oh, Chex.
At 1:30.
Wow.
And that's just the way it is. So Weinberg, quite frankly, has farted on the air. So there you go.
He got very excited about tonight because of the impending weather, and he let loose a little bit. You know how you get relaxed?
We talked about snotty kids. People have sent the nose Frida.
See, I've used that.
You've used one of those, yeah.
Yes, I have used one of those. I thought it was like, never mind. I thought it was something different.
Texas says that was risky from Weinberg. Texas says Weinberg is jacked up with protein. Texas says blank is shameful. Texas says blank for Bruce Pearl was honestly not what I expected at all. Not as committed to it as he is. That's a great way to put it. We talked about it in hour number one. I mean, the Bruce Pearl stuff has turned into hilarity. Can I give you my guy?
Yeah, who's your coach?
Well, okay.
And you said it has to be in between, kind
of
like.
So in all of this, I do believe, and Jack, we need to a homework assignment. We should divvy this up.
All right.
We should have done this 2 days ago. But we need to find out what the buyouts are.
Oh, Blank has a whole table.
Does he have a whole table?
Yes.
That's what I figured he did.
Yeah, so Bruce Pearl's like $8 million. Oates is about $12 million.
Okay. So these buyouts, and that has always been the story, like with Kentucky, is, you know, Stoops has a low one.
Yeah.
And Cal doesn't have one at all.
At all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, which is fine. It's whatever. So, anyway, all of these coaches have monstrous buyouts.
Right.
And there's two different buyouts. If you get fired, here's the buyout. If you leave, here's the buyout.
Right.
Okay, those are two different numbers. The one that makes sense to me that is a good coach, it would be a step up. I think he would be in the Chris Mack range.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
As far as experience.
He might be viewed a little bit higher than Chris Mack. In fact, I think he probably is.
I'd argue he would be.
Thinking about it, I would too. Would be Chris Holtmann at Ohio State.
That could be doable.
The reason I bring it up, besides him being a Kentucky guy, it is a name that Kentucky fans throw around a little bit.
Yes.
When you talk about replacing Calipari, especially given that a guy like Sean Miller is going to be off the table, given, I would imagine at least, off the table. But here's the thing. Last year, last summer, June or July, Chris Holtmann's buyout, essentially vanished.
Oh, wow.
It went away. I mean, it was a monstrous buyout. It was like $10, $12 million, whatever it was.
Kind of like Jeff Robb's.
It was another one of these big buyouts.
Yeah.
Now, if you wanted Chris Holtmann, the buyout is what his assistants are being paid. So if he's got his staff assistants, which is not going to be a huge number.
Sure.
For instance, let's say it's a couple million dollars. You got three assistants, whatever it may be, whatever is in that contract. I couldn't find that. In fact, I found the PDF. You'll love this, Jack. I had to sign up for something. I'm like, I'm not doing this for Chris Holtmann. But Chris Holtmann is making $3 million now. You have already shown that you will go to four, and that can be four and change, and it's a better job. He's a Kentucky boy. Yeah. It's a respected job. It's someone Kentucky fans have talked about. It's checking all these boxes. Now, he doesn't play the sexy style that you think you're getting.
Right.
I believe Louisville fans have forgotten how bad offensively some of these Patino teams were.
Oh, yes.
It is total revisionist history, but that's fine. He does not play a sexy style. In fact, I would say, Jack, he plays a Big Ten style. Is that the best way to
put it? That is a very accurate way to put it. It's physical. It's
physical.
Big. Yes.
What are we talking about here?
Yes.
Well, yeah, Jack.
We're talking about basketball.
Yeah. And that's how he plays basketball. A lot of big guys, he plays really physical.
He said physical and big, and your pause there was Weinberg-esque.
Yes.
I don't know what is going on.
It's physical and it's big.
It's big. Like,
and it's being marked for the mixtape.
Yeah, you paused to make sure the big.
Well, I was thinking of the next word I could say there.
But anyway, so Holtmann, listen. He has some tournament success is the best way I would put it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he made a Sweet 16, but at Ohio State, I mean, there are a lot of double-digit loss seasons. There's 2 years of round of 32, then the COVID year. Last year he made the tournament, didn't do anything, and this year they're a good team.
Yeah.
I think they're a second-cut team. I think now, you know, Kentucky's better than them. I think they're a fine team. I think they're a – Jack, would you agree with this? They're 17, 18
Yeah, they're like
to
back
25.
Half of a, of yeah. a top
back,
20
back
team.
End of the top 25.
The season, probably.
So he doesn't check every box, but the money makes sense.
Right.
Louisville's a better job than Ohio State. Louisville would pay more than Ohio State, but it would still you would still be getting somebody who is not proven, unless you say, hey, he's made you know, six tournaments, he's made a Sweet 16. If that's fine, like, I would argue that's not the case. Right. I would argue he would come in here needing to prove that he can win in the NCAA tournament, and it would be the story.
Yeah.
It's like, I know he can get you to be 22-10. What can he do after that? I know he can be, in the top 25. What can he be other than that? To me, that's the name to where you're not talking about 7, 8, 9, 10, 12+ million in a buyout, which doesn't make any sense at all.
No, I think he is very much like Chris Mack in that respect, where, you know, pretty good seeds in the tournament. Now, he's never had
but he's
that
a better coach than Chris Mack.
He is a better coach, but he's never had that. Chris Mack, and when he was popular, people always hung their hat on, well, he had a number one seed at Xavier.
He made an Elite Eight.
He made an Elite
and he
Eight.
He doesn't even have that. And I would argue he has more NCAA tournaments. I'd have to look that up.
Right.
And being at Ohio State, being at Xavier is very different. He checks a bunch of boxes. There's boxes he doesn't check. He's not, I mean, to me, no. Nate Oates would be more exciting.
Sure.
Bruce Pearl, even though we laugh about that, would be more exciting. There would be guys that in like, I don't know his personality.
I don't know anything about him. I've never heard him speak.
I don't know his personality. I really don't.
I've attended one Chris Holtmann press conference, and it went legitimately 35 minutes.
There you go.
Really?
Yes.
There you go. Okay.
He talked for a long time.
Okay, so he likes to talk. Well, Louisville fans like that. Chris Mack doesn't like to talk.
How about that?
That'd be a trade there. But I guess what I was saying was he's wrong, because you could argue like Chris Mack compiled wins in a lesser conference. Chris Holtmann's playing in a much better conference, much more difficult to win.
Well, the Big Ten last couple years has been the best conference at times.
Yeah,
much
more established teams that he's been playing against. So you could use that, too, as to kind of counterbalance that and say, well, the ACC's down. He's doing this in the Big Ten. Imagine what he could do in the ACC.
Oh, he's not perfect.
It's not perfect.
Yeah, he's not perfect.
No, but I think
that would be a good get.
But his buyout's going to be like $2 million.
It would be a sensible.
If even that.
It'd be a sensible salad. I'm kidding. He'd be better than a sensible salad. He'd be a really, really intriguing, delicious appetizer.
Here's the beauty about Chris Holtmann, and it's happening right now. Jack Grossman thinks I know the most about him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right now, Jack is teed up, ready to go right now on some Holtmann.
He's ready to talk
some Holtmann. And the funny thing is, Jack, all of the articles about his contract are all Indiana blogger boys talking about how Holtmann, because his name was out there when they hired Mike Woodson.
Oh, big time rumor.
Yeah, remember? Yeah. So you had to write the article where you broke down what his contract and buyout was, and he was 6-1 against Indiana and all that nonsense.
It was like, oh, if we get Thad Matta as like, what is Thad Matta?
He's like,
I think he looks like a bird.
Director.
Yeah, so if he does, if he had Thad Matta as the assistant athletic director, he'll just bring Holtmann right in. Like, that was the thought process, right, Jack?
There was the one report that thought that they were hiring Matta to be the head coach, which turned out not to be true.
Oh, what a great day that was.
You won't throw the guy under the bus. It's what's his name?
Oh, I think it was Coyle, right?
It was Coyle,
yeah. Coyle, yeah.
Jim Coyle.
Texas says, is Louisville a better job than Ohio State?
Yes.
Let's say it's not. Louisville has already proven they will pay 25% more than Ohio State.
Absolutely. And it is a better job. Look,
it is a better job.
It is a better job.
Ohio State's a good job. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, Ohio State's a top 20 job.
Fine.
Sure,
I'm fine with that, but it's not as good of a job as you have.
No.
We can all agree with that.
The backing, the fans, the stadium, all that
stuff. We don't have to do that.
It is true.
Texas says, throw the bag at Cronin. Let's not put this up on 680, but I might put this up myself. Who would you rather have, Cronin or Holtmann?
Ooh. Cronin would be a lot of fun.
I think, listen, our guy Dan Cronin tweeted today.
He did?
That they needed to change the name of the Democratic Party to the Communist Party. And I'm like, this is the guy that we need in studio. Him and Rummage are going to do a podcast.
Yes, I'd love to listen to that.
The Cronin Corner.
The Cronin Corner.
It's just going to be me and Rummage.
Rummage, and Cronin's
just going to be giving takes on Democrats, Biden, mask, vaccines, whatever he wants to do.
And then throw it around the horse race.
I'm here for all of it. I am here for Mick Cronin beating Duke. Because it's Mick Cronin, they'll beat Duke 55-54 because the game has to be in the 50s. They'll beat him by one, and the next day we'll just be talking about Dan Cronin.
Yes.
That's the wish that I have. Like, my wish is – Mick's brother tweets something controversial, and Tim Sullivan asks Mick about it. And, I'm next to, and I'm in between him and Jody Demling while all this is going on.
And just smiling.
You understand? I want to be physically in the middle. Jody to one side, Sully on the other.
The right and the left.
The right and the left.
Yes.
Asking Mick about his brother tweeting about vaccination.
Did you see?
I am ready for it. I need it in my life.
Yeah. And Mick Cronin's being pissed. No, I'd rather have Mick Cronin just because, like you said, it would be way more entertaining than Chris Holtmann. But I think Chris Holtman's the more realistic guy. I can't believe we're doing this. This is crazy. How, like you said, how this is just flipped, and this is acceptable radio.
Well, here's the thing. I want to do this with Kentucky. Everyone's like, well, you guys never do extra coverage around Kentucky. I'm like, their coaches don't leave.
They don't get fired.
Stoops has been here for a decade. And I mean, come on. They've been here for a decade plus.
And neither one of them's
going
anywhere.
They don't leave.
What are we doing extra coverage on? I mean, there's no controversy.
Texas says, Indiana lives so rent-free in everyone's head involved with this show. Stick to talking about Loserville's horrible program.
Wow, the rare IU fan texting in.
I mean, your football team just went 2-10.
Yeah, what do you
want? You're like
us?
An NIT team. What are we doing right now?
What do you beat Ohio State?
By the way, I'm compiling something for Tom Allen. I got something for Tom Allen.
Oh, are you?
We'll get to it.
Yeah,
we'll get
compiling.
To it at some point. Maybe not today.
Okay.
Texter says 437-9680 Holtmann. He doesn't need a booster seat like Cronin. Okay, there we go.
Oh, come on.
Cronin sucked up until Johnny Juzang bailed him out. Thank you.
Like, these Louisville fans are anti-Mick Cronin. Like, he's a better coach than what you have right now. Stop it.
And I'm fine with the short coach because I'm not tall.
Right. Size doesn't matter.
You've been lied to your whole life?
Well, I did say in height. Now tall.
My God.
My God. What a veto. What a veto. I mean, to make a sexual joke there, you can't veto on top of
it. Well, it
was. I mean, you're the one that did the size doesn't matter thing. Not me.
I'm not talking about
this
height.
Was you.
I'm not talking about
you. You were doing a little snicker.
Yeah.
That's what you were doing.
It's text line.
Texas says Newsmax would pick up the show.
There you go. You'd be on Newsmax.
Me, Rummage, and Dan Cronin. If it's not Cronin's Corner, what would be a good name for the show?
Oh, man. Cronin's Corner is pretty damn good.
I mean,
good.
It's not bad. It's not good. It's
pretty good.
It's corny.
The circumstances. Maybe you go and get Mike Gundy on, too, as like a guest.
I'd love to have Gundy
get
on.
Get Gundy on.
Oh, Mike Leach.
Yeah, Mike Leach. Yeah, get Mike Leach. You get Gundy. Who else could you get? I mean, who else watches OAN and Newsmax?
Texas says Holtmann to U of L would be a complete downgrade from where he currently is. Plus, Holtmann is an extremely average coach anyway. I disagree with the first one.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not selling that Louisville's the best job in the country and doesn't have some warts right now. But it's better than Ohio State.
Yes, it
okay?
is.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yes.
Come on, 100%. BBN, you guys can agree on that.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's better than you. I'm not saying it's better than Duke.
Or Kansas.
I'm not saying that, but it's a better program than Ohio State.
100%.
It is now. It was 5 years ago. It's going to be in five more years.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't understand the pushback on that. Like, Ohio State's accomplished anything.
They're fine. And again, I'm not selling you the Holtmann's the best coach, but there is a stability, a grown up. He's not going to make some of the same mistakes that Mac made.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because the whole point of this is, I said this in the 3 o'clock hour. Louisville fans are finding out in basketball, like they did with Satterfield, is some of the things along the way
right. They
didn't like, and they pushed them aside, right?
Yeah, the warning signs.
They made excuses for the warning signs,
yep.
And then eventually now you're sitting here saying in the middle of January, well, what are we going
to
do?
It all caught up
What are
them.
We going to do?
Yeah, it's like, no, you had opportunities to say something.
Texas says Cronin's conspiracies done.
Ooh.
Jack, I want do something with that.
Cronin's. Love imaging tomorrow.
Yeah. Cronin's conspiracies.
I wonder what his thoughts are on, like, secret societies and...
Well, I've never met the guy. I want to meet the guy.
I want to ask him, like,
can we ask
societies.
Him about aliens?
Well, yeah, paranormal.
Ask him about
stuff.
Whatever you want to ask him about.
I'm sure he has an opinion. I'm sure he has an opinion on all of it. The Illuminati.
Going through some tweets here.
The New World Order.
I'm going through tweets that I marked.
The Freemasons.
Today, 6 hours ago, Biscuit. Happy birthday to Dolly Parton. It's a rolling of the eye. Jack, do you know what you call Dolly? First of all, do you know who Dolly Parton is?
Country singer.
Wow, okay.
That's good enough, I
would
say.
Yeah, that's what she's most known for.
Do you know what they called Dolly Parton when she visited the jungle?
What did they call her?
A booby trap.
That's a rejoin.
Yes, it is.
Texas says, no, we're not doing the...
What?
I would go after Bryce Drew. We're not, or Scott Drew. We're not doing that show.
No.
I was giving you my guy. Maybe not even my guy.
Just a guy
who's above average.
Yes.
Good job. A better job than what Matt came from. More, you know, a better starting off point. A grown up in the room would clean things up, but definitely has not won in the NCAA tournament. In fact, Jack, we need to go and look back. I mean, I would imagine, he's got, at least three teams probably that he got upset. He was the better team.
He was the better team.
Yeah, last year, just off the top of my head, they lost to a 15 seed.
Yeah, exactly. Right there.
Yeah.
Cronanon.
Oh, wow.
Oh. The Illumifatty. The Q spot.
The Q spot.
I'm all in. This is not a joke.
All right, so 2018, he was a 5 seed, lost in the round of 32. So 2019, 11 seed, lost in the round of 32. 2020, no tournament, was going to be like a 4 or 5 seed.
Yeah.
And then last year, 2 seed and lost to Oral Roberts round 1.
Wow.
Then going back to Butler, 2015, 6 seed, round of 32. 2016, 9 seed, round of 32, lost to a 1 seed.
Yeah, so he played. He played to a seed pretty much.
Yeah, 2017.
And it's been up and down for Ohio
4
State.
4 seed, lost in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, last year was bad, and if I remember, predictable, right?
Yeah.
Ohio State being the 2-15 a little predictable? If there was one, it would be them. Maybe. I can't remember last year's NCAA tournament. What am I doing?
I don't either. I didn't like it at all. It's like he wasn't in it.
It was a fun tournament. I'll be the one to say it. It was a fun tournament. It was.
Your team wasn't in it either.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I couldn't enjoy it.
You can't enjoy it as much. I'm just going to enjoy watching the tournament this year, Andy. No. No. If Kentucky's not in it and you're a Kentucky fan, you don't like the tournament.
What else you got to do?
I watched it, but I didn't enjoy it. I wasn't on the edge of my seat.
Kentucky, UCLA, you weren't on the edge of your seat.
No, I wasn't. I didn't like either team. Oh, I didn't care. No.
You've never been more BBN than this.
Unless Kentucky's playing, I'm not as excited. It's just, I'm not.
You're like all the Louisville fans around the office. Because when Louisville doesn't make it, everyone's going to Vegas. And Diener's like, you don't go to Vegas then. It's a bunch of dudes. I'm like, what? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's
dudes slugging beers and crushing eaters. Like, that's what it is.
The sports book going to the buffet.
Yeah, like, I'm, you know, trying to talk up an IG model. Probably not. Yeah, that's it's not going to happen.
No. I mean.
Now, Diener has abs, but still.
He does. He's got some nice abs, yes.
Texas says, I submitted Cronanon, but Illumifatty should win a magazine subscription or something.
Magazines? To what magazine?
Texas says, when Ence went on vacation by himself, he wore a leopard print Speedo.
What? What's with all the Ence jokes? I don't get it.
Texas says, Patino tweeted today his pick to win it all was Gonzaga.
I saw that.
Did he pick the Zags or were the Zags as one of the teams? Because he listed off like 10 teams.
It was Kentucky, Iona, of course, the Zags. I can't remember, but I don't think he picked them to win at all. It was just his final four favorites right now is what he put out there. Maybe he followed it up with a national championship tweet, but I didn't see that.
I love this one. Louisville has 2 titles and Ohio State has 1. It's this. BBN has to do better than that. You know what I'm saying? You have to do better than that.
A lot of times they can't, though. It's just, they are what they are. It is what it is.
437-9680. Jack, what do we have for sound today? I need to, no offense, the intern sent it not in a file, so I have to bring this up. By the way, Sidney Curry back, Dre Davis out tonight. I mean, that's not worth a big, huge oh wow.
Well, Dre Davis has been one of those few players
he's been fine,
has been, decent. He hasn't been a complete train wreck. Like, you could actually count on him trying hard and dribbling into the paint. Like, he's been one of their better players. He has.
Okay, I'm looking at it now.
All right.
We have Diener sound. I mean, we got to go with some Diener sound,
of
right?
Of course.
We have Issel crushing blank. Give me some Issel on blank, actually, first. Yeah, yeah.
We'll watch the Kentucky game tonight. U of L, we haven't even mentioned. We went a whole show without mentioning U of L, Bobby.
That's all right. I got some stuff tomorrow to it involves Bruce Pearl. He seems to be a hot commodity in the lips of one Mark Blankenbaker, so we'll talk about that.
Oh, man. He thinks that Pearl's leaving Auburn to come to U of L?
That's like number one on his wish list.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, like Grandpa used to say, wish in one hand, poop in the other. See which one fills up first.
Like Grandpa used to say.
Jack, give me the back end of that. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, like Grandpa used to say, wish in one hand, poop in the other. See which one fills up first.
It's the laugh. It's the laugh. It's the laugh. It's that
the evil laugh.
And it's the poor connection.
Yes.
It's Dan Issel saying poop on the air,
yep,
while referencing the Sheriff Mark Blankenbaker, all while having a sketchy connection and having an evil Saul-like laugh at the very end.
Well, like Grandpa used to say, wish in one hand, poop in the other. See which one fills up first.
I had a buddy whose dad said that.
Well, like all the time?
Yeah, like all the time.
Like one of his favorite sayings?
Yeah, it was a saying. It's like, all right.
All right, thanks, sir. I appreciate that, yes. Oh, Issel. Has he played? Did Process ever play Daddy's Hands for him?
No.
Oh, come on, Process. We got to have Daddy's Hands.
We got to have him singing it.
Yeah.
Process doesn't do that. Stink doesn't do that.
I know.
Texas says, Mac has no excuse. I want to see J.J. Traynor.
Like Issel said, wish in one hand and poop in the other.
Texas says, have you guys seen Sully eating boogers? We got into that.
We talked about it.
We got into that.
Yes, we know.
We got into
that. We saw it a month ago. You're late to the party.
Texas says, a luminary lob. Texas says, that Issel sound is a Sweet 16 hopeful. Texas says, Ents wears a Speedo backwards.
Can you imagine, like, what? So, like,
Texas says, Ents paints his face like a cat.
What?
Texas says, Treble, I bet your cruise is going to be canceled. That's nice.
Yeah, thank you very much. No, it's not. I appreciate the thought, though. Thank you very much.
Texas says that Issel sound is a 12 seed that will pull an upset over a 5 in the sound bracket. Potentially.
Over Chris Holtman's Ohio State team.
That, I mean, yeah. Holtman is the guy that's a 4 or a 5 that's losing to a 12, right?
Oh, every time.
Like, that's what he is.
Yes, every time. But it's better.
But he costs you a lot less.
And he actually will get you
the tournament.
You
get the same deal you gave to Chris Mack.
Boom.
And the buyout's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there.
And he'll get you in the tournament. He'll get you back. And maybe he's not the guy for a, you know, extended.
He'll get you in the round of 32.
Or maybe he's a guy
from then on,
that,
who knows.
And yes, maybe he's a guy that learns how to win in the tournament.
Maybe
he's
so.
Not that old. Yeah.
Better recruit.
How old is he? I had his Wikipedia up.
I want to say, like,
sad thing.
Late 40s or early 50s, I think.
He is 50 years old.
Okay. So
he was born in Lexington. Lexganistan, as Ethan Bowles would say.
Hiring UK guys.
Hiring another. He's a plant.
Oh, man.
It's Bevin.
Well, now they eat. That's
Ben DePooty.
Now they can't hire him because of that, because there'll be more of that. People will actually buy into that, too. That's a sad thing, is they'll see where he was born, and they'll keep bringing that up when they lose, and that's that. You can't hire Holtman now. You can't.
I didn't listen to anything you say. What's that? Holtman what?
No, I'm saying you can't hire Holtman now because
of Lexington?
Yes, because of Lexington. That's all they'll talk about. That's all they'll talk about, how he's from Lexington, just like with Ty Ray. When things went bad, he's a plant. He played UK baseball, blah, blah, blah. Same thing with Holtman. So he's got to be off the table.
Give me some more sound here, Jack. What do we have from Diener? Diener had several things.
I was listening on the way in. Everything was fine. Everything was good.
That is them being off the air.
Texter says off the air. Now, I don't know if they're messing with us or not.
Probably off.
That could be 93.9. That could be 680. That could be the stream of 680. Could be the stream of 93.9. Could be any of it. Off the air, both stations. So there's no point in talking. New text. Off the air, both stations. You hearing this, Process? Hearing this?
Yeah.
Off the air, both stations? Okay. So
yeah. We're good on 680, and we'll fix 93.9.
Okay.
All right.
The crazy thing, I mean, I don't even know. Are we on?
I'm not sure.
No, we're not on. We're not on. There's no point in talking. 680's not on. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, 680 stream, I got nothing. If anybody's listening on 680,
hello,
like the actual station, not the stream.
Do we have one of those radios that you bought?
Yeah.
What?
Well, there's break. Yeah, anything but dead air. Nothing. Yeah. We're dead air. We
got. I received a call the other day from a woman.
Wait a minute. You killed him.
I knew that at the end was going to get him. I'm so happy that Process accidentally recorded the commercials.
That really does make the sound.
I received a call the other day from a woman.
Well, we just break. Yeah, anything but dead air. Nothing. Yeah. We're dead air. Yeah.
I received a call the other day from a woman.
That's
great.
Dieter threw things in the studio. I get him, man. He felt my pain. He felt my Kenny pain. He really did.
Okay, I hope people can hear us.
I think they can.
I think there's a decent chance that they can. And I'm going to try not to throw anything else in the studio. The Lysol wipes have been thrown. There's been a coffee creamer, you know.
Some cream.
I'm just going to hope. I don't understand how we can play commercials and we can't hear our voices here sometimes. I can do anything at a radio station except make it actually turn on.
Was it Blanket Makers? Cream?
Well, we just break. Yeah, anything but dead air. Nothing. Yeah. We're dead air. We got.
I received a call the other day from a woman.
Just perfect, man. Just Morgan and Morgan spot.
Texas says someone on Twitter is going to find a picture of Holtman in a UK shirt as a toddler, and then he's going to be out.
Oh, yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah, 100%.
It really is.
It's done.
It really is.
We have to find a new candidate now.
Texas says, what happened at keeping radios at the station to check? It's a great question, and there's multiple radios there. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Texas says, bite him bits. The name we have
of your show,
we
your
will
podcast.
Do a politically right show.
Yes,
it'd be me, Rummage, and Dan Cronin, the brother of Mick Cronin.
Yes,
he'll give horse handicapping.
Boom.
We'll give a take on mask.
Yep.
We'll give a take on the guard situation.
Yep.
That's a podcast.
There you go.
Speaking of podcasts, you guys not doing yours anymore?
Last couple weeks.
Oh boy, Streeble's video podcast is dead.
Round of shots.
What happened?
We're gonna do one this past Sunday.
Kentucky basketball, you think is great? Now's the time to do one.
It just hasn't worked out for one reason or the other. Kevin Hell had to back out this past Sunday. I don't know why. He just said he has to reschedule. So I left it at that.
Why didn't you host it? You can jump on there with a couple of those knuckleheads and talk some basketball for 25 minutes.
I don't know. I've never used StreamYard before. I don't know what he has all the controls. He's got all the passwords and Twitter and
he's got
Facebook.
Like a webcam and stuff because he's the sex room that he's.
Yes.
Yes.
With all the candles and things.
Right.
He has all the equipment. I just show up and, you know, I'm a guest. That's it.
Texas says, strong Bill O'Reilly vibes from Diener there. F it. We're going live.
Oh, that was a great internet video.
Jack, who's Bill O'Reilly? He's got no chance.
No chance.
News anchor, right?
Wow.
I think that's good enough.
That's good enough.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, but
he knew that from the context clues of F it, we're going live.
Yes.
Like, you know, anything that he's about, that he stands for, like just any specific at all.
Is he CNN?
Ooh.
No?
He's quite the opposite.
Oh, he's the other way? So
yeah.
He's Fox.
The other way, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the other way. Oh, he used to be on Fox News. I don't know what he's on now.
Newsmax or something, I'm sure.
Texas says Roundheady immediately threw Kevin Hale under the bus for no podcast.
I didn't throw him under the bus.
He totally did.
I didn't throw him under the bus.
You know, I can't do it. Yeah.
It's the truth.
It's unbelievable. Let's take a break. One more segment to go. On the other end, what happens tonight? Two basketball games. Can Louisville, I would say, steady their season, but that's not what's on the line tonight.
No.
Complete and utter embarrassment is on the line tonight. One thing to look out for, we can talk about that. And then Kentucky basketball, you want to be the best. You win games like this. You see Duke lose the other night. Duke's lost a couple times now. I'm using them as an example. Texas has lost again.
Yep.
The Michigan State lost over the weekend to Northwestern. Some of those teams are starting to fade out a little bit. Not fade out, but lose some games.
Right.
This is a chance to win a game. You're favored by 6-7 points on the road. A quad one opportunity and to get ready for the big showdown with Auburn on Saturday. 437-9680. One more segment to go on a Wednesday. It's a take on ESPN Louisville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There's no, like birthday spankings involved, is there?
There might be a spanking
involved. I don't want any spankings. It's been a long time since I've been spanked. I like to keep it that way.
When's the last time you've been spanked?
Oh, I was got in trouble when I was a kid or something.
And James Strebel.
Texas says I was at Strebel's bachelor party. That's the last time he was spanked.
Can I see that number?
He froze.
I don't remember a lot of it.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's not a place to transition into a witch read, but it's a Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's a witch Wednesday. Thank you to Jason and his team hooking us up some lunch today at the ESPN Louisville studios. Whether it be carryout, curbside delivery, they got you covered. Game watch parties, whatever it may be, you know they got you covered. And they're open 7 days a week, both locations. The one on Hurstbourne, the other on Brownsboro Crossing. Witch Superior Sandwiches. Download the app and order today. So there you go. It's always a great Wednesday. A little witch Wednesday. A little witch on a Wednesday. How about that?
Sounds delicious.
Here at Sounds Delicious on ESPN Louisville. Reminder, tonight we also have a little college basketball play-by-play. Marquette Villanova 7:45 right here on ESPN 680-1057. And then the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show coming up at about 10:30 or so right here. 680-1057 over on 93.9. Louisville Sports Live, pretty much a pregame show to get you to the Cards and Boston College, which is going to be an empty arena. Miller Lite postgame show coming up after that with one Ethan Moore. Now, we'll get back to some sound as well. We talked a lot about Mac, the media not being in love with Mac because he kind of cut them off. We talked about weird things like that in the 3 o'clock hour. We talked about Bruce Pearl. It's ridiculous. As for the games tonight, I have no expectation that U of L is just going to win by 15, 20 points.
Neither do I.
I don't have that. I think they win. It would not surprise me. Nothing would surprise me. The thing that would surprise me the most is if they won by like 20 points.
Yes.
Just because of what we have seen. The thing that I am looking out for now, Dre Davis is out tonight. We'll just believe that they're telling the truth on that. It's an ankle injury yesterday. I have no reason to believe that, no, it's, he's out, injury, fine. He's out for a game. I'm interested in two things. Number one, how they try to play Malik and Sidney Curry together.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ennis has talked a lot about that. And number two, are there guys that take a big dip in time? And then that would mean other guys get a lot more playing time. Now, the reason I say that, rumors of issues in the locker room, bad practices, guys, maybe removed from practices, all the different rumors that are out there.
Sure.
If it comes out and there's a guy or two that their minutes go way down and there's other guys that their minutes go way up, going to be difficult not to read into that.
Going to tell you
unless
a story.
There's just a guy who's just on fire. A couple guys were like, okay, well, you keep them in the game no matter what because they're balling out. So, Mac, what he does with the lineup, Bob's talked about it this week, shortening that lineup, Calipari, an easier job to do that this season, but he did that weeks ago, and Chris Mack's behind. Again, I don't think there is a great pivot here. I think this team can win some games tonight, obviously being one of them.
Sure.
I would not be shocked if they lost this game 60-59. I wouldn't be shocked.
I don't think anybody would.
I wouldn't be shocked if they won 75-65, and I don't know what we talk about tomorrow. Not a lot of things would surprise me. What do the minutes look like? Are there changes to the lineup? Are there big changes to the – are there noticeable changes to the lineup? As for Kentucky – I mean, beating Tennessee was the beginning of this trek now over the next couple weeks. And Texas A&M, if you believe you are as good as you say, there is no one that I feel like we can talk to that's going to respect Texas A&M. People think they beat a bunch of nobodies.
Right.
And for... Man, this is a game you should worry. I feel like my strongest take is you should worry more about it than you are. Just because.
Maybe, but I agree.
I think Kentucky wins. I want to be clear with that. I think Kentucky wins. But I don't know if I'm ready to have the arrogance with this team that they have figured out everything to where they'll go into a hostile environment and play what they might need to play, one of their better games to win. Or A&M could be bums. And a big part of that could be Kentucky being great. And the three guards are balling out. I mean, I think Shibway tonight you're looking at, if no foul trouble, a 20-20 type game. I think he goes back to having one of his monster games. I don't know why. Like, I'm sold Kentucky's a good team. It's just I'm not ready to just be boastful and confident about them going to A&M, and I'm not for sure ready. No, I'm not for sure just willing to say they're going to take care of business, even though I'm picking them to win the game.
Sure,
I am.
I think a lot of it has to do with, like you said, I don't think they have anyone to check Shibue, and then you look at A, who A&M's beat, and B, the two teams that are, well, I named the two, the one team they played that's pretty good, Wisconsin, beat them by double digits. They lost to TCU and Jamie Dixon, and people forget that Jamie Dixon's at TCU, like nobody cares. And they beat Missouri by like three, and as I stated earlier in the show.
I mean, they played a bunch of, I mean, Oregon State, Northwestern State, Dallas Christian, Central Arkansas, Georgia, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Missouri. I mean, that's been their schedule since the 18th of December. And before then, they beat New Orleans and they lost to TCU.
Right.
No, I mean, I'm with you. Since November 30th, or even going back to, I mean, Butler stinks and Notre Dame is not an NCAA tournament team. I mean, it has been almost 2 months since Texas A&M played someone that you could even consider to be good. Not even what we think Kentucky is. Kentucky good. Not even that. Just somebody.
Right. If they played a style with big guys and trying to muck up the game and slow it down, then maybe you could sell me like it'd be a tough game. But the way their team's constructed,
they have mid-major guard. They have a mid-major guard,
right? And the type of way that that Buzz Williams wants to play. And if you tell me they're a heavy guard team, I'm going to take Kentucky's guards to win that matchup. And then you tell me they don't have anyone in the post They can check Tshiebwe on anything.
Their
he
big
does.
Is 6'8". Henry Coleman, who plays the most minutes there, and again, I don't know much about. Sure. I don't know anything about A&M. He plays 62% of the time at that position, right?
Yeah.
He's 6'8", 240.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's the size of Oscar Tshiebwe.
He's the size of Oscar Tshiebwe.
So then I'll take Oscar Tshiebwe to win that matchup 9 out of 10 times.
And I'll take Kentucky's guards.
Oscar
to beat
will.
Their guards.
I think he will have 20 and 20. I think he could even have foul trouble in the first half and still have 20 and 20
yeah.
tonight.
That's why I'm so confident that Kentucky
first
wins
TV
that game.
Timeout. He's going to have a basket and 4 rebounds, 5 rebounds.
Right. If it's again, if it was like if it's Mississippi State on the road, I'd be more of. Yeah, that could be a troublesome game.
Oscar is going to be out there being humble, thanking the Lord,
yes.
All while Trace Jackson Davis is snarling at Nebraska.
Snarling
I'm tired
at Nebraska.
Of this guy.
Yeah, snarl at Nebraska. Yeah, you have the humble player, a great player,
humble.
But a humble player. You have a good player that acts like he's way better than he really is. Not even on the Big Ten picture list.
Texas says, every time that Strebel spanking sound plays, I think y'all have dead air because the pause is so long.
Well, I was a little stunned and taken aback that someone called me out. And was at my bachelor party.
Oof.
It was fun. We had a really good time.
Apparently.
Yeah, sounds like it.
We were at that one of those hotels that have like the happy hours or whatever.
Embassy Suites.
Yeah, where you go down and, like, yeah. You know, they have, like, finger foods and chicken.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you get beers. We stayed in our hotel rooms. We had 2 rooms and drank for, like, 4 hours.
I'm sure you did.
And then stumbled down to the happy hour.
Did you guys talk to one woman who wasn't a stripper? Did you guys talk to one woman? No? Okay.
Probably the Hooters waitresses.
Boy, you lived the stereotype out there.
I did, yeah. Nashville Hooters. Oh, my friend Craig got on local Nashville news that night.
Why is that?
Because they were having Nashville had just like flooded. They had those flood issues back then.
Okay.
And they had a big.
It's called global warming. We're killing our planet, Cerebral, right?
Oh,
Jack, let's take calls on that. 267-9680.
They had flooded like a couple
of weeks
before.
What does caller Ryan think about that?
Yeah, what would Dan Cronin think about
what
that?
What does Dan Cronin think of Jack, find out by tomorrow what Dan Cronin thinks of global warming.
I'll at him on Twitter.
That will be me, Rummage. Again, me, Rummage, and Mick Cronin's brother, Dan Cronin.
Yes.
We're doing a podcast. It's going, I think it's going to be heavy right wing.
Yeah.
I think that's the podcast
the way to
we're
going
to do. Cronin's Corner. Our first guest will be Clay Travis. Yeah, I'm fine with any of those things. Anyway, continue.
So anyway,
go ahead. Sorry.
He was. We were walking out of Hooters, and we were all blasted. And there's this news crew. They were like, what do y'all think about the big country music awards coming back to Nashville after the floods?
Oh, my goodness.
And so my friend Craig went up there, and he was like, well, I'm a big Taylor Swift fan, and I'm very excited to see her come back to Nashville. This is home for her. And it actually made the news. We found
it
the
made
clip.
The news?
Yeah, we found the clip on their website. It was great. I think in the background, like,
I mean, why are you doing this to me? The text line's bringing this up, and it's a great point. You're opening this up for me to ask questions. And I know it's the last thing you want to talk
like
about.
What?
You were obviously pulled on stage.
I don't know.
That was a lie.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a fuzzy night.
Texas says, damn, you guys are old with the play the game without passion take. That's got
to
be Ennis.
That has to be. We haven't talked about passion.
So Ennis is talking passion, Ennis and Biscuit.
They are playing the game without passion. Those poor guys, they've got to talk about this like in a non-funny way.
Oh.
Like, they had to be serious about Louisville basketball. Is there anything worse? They have to be serious about Louisville basketball?
Hey, I gave you 30 minutes on Chris Holtman.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
His buyout's nothing. That's the guy to get. 437-9680. We only have a couple minutes left, and I have not read this story. You ready for this? I'm gonna read you. And I have not read this.
Okay.
It's from the Lexington Herald Leader.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I'm going to read you a tweet from Linda Blackford.
Okay.
I assume that's one of the columnists there.
I don't,
not sports. Okay.
I guess so.
Don't
yeah.
Do not know.
Right. Okay.
She writes, for headline.
Uh-oh.
Normalizing nepotism at a public educational institution is deeply wrong, and it sends the wrong message to the students to be educated and public at large.
Okay.
What do you think the picture was that accompanied that story?
Public education nepotism.
Right. Lexington Herald leader Linda Blackford, what article could she have penned?
Is it the Stoops brothers?
Mike Stoops.
I knew it. Susie said nepotism. You gave me good. You gave me very.
You
good
like
clues.
That, don't you? I gave you all the clues.
You did. You gave me good clues, and I was able to put two and two together there.
How about that?
Oh wow! She's crushing the Stoops hire.
And people are arguing. I was like, well, Cal did the same with Brad, but I'm like, Brad's not the same as the linebacker coach.
No, he's tracking.
That's a different
Brad's
thing.
Brad's the run guy.
Yeah, yeah, he's tracking sprint
yes, he
times.
Is. But Brad's also a young guy trying to move up right. in the coaching profession.
He's a great assistant.
Okay, Mike Stoops is at the end of his stops in coaching football.
This may be his
and he's
last
a position
stop.
Coach.
Yes, he's linebacker coach.
And he's paid a hell of a lot more
than Brad.
They're not the same.
No, not at all. Not at all. But wow. So I'm surprised that they wrote, like, they have a big problem with that. Like, I don't understand. Like, who cares? He's, like you said, it's Mike Stoops. He's at the end of his rope. He's got nothing else. And he's like, okay, be the linebackers coach. It's not. Well, this isn't like breaking news or like breaking norms. He was a coach under his brother Bob Stoops in Oklahoma. That's the only way he can get jobs is by his brothers being a head coach somewhere. That's it.
I would say you're okay. Like my feeling is, even though I'm not thrilled by it, this is fine. But like, that's like this is it,
yeah.
Type of
it.
Thing. Otherwise, you become Bobby Petrino.
Yes. No. No. He has to be the last one.
You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, yes. You do become Bobby Petrino.
Right. You don't want to start hiring other family members.
Texas says, when you got on stage at Strebel, do they put a cowboy hat on you?
I don't recall.
That was a lie.
Texas
recall.
Says, did you guys say nepotism?
Nepotism. Nepotism. No.
It's going to be the name of the boat you're going to be on your cruise.
Nepotism or nepotism?
Nepotism.
I don't know the name of the boat. I guess I should know that.
You need to find out.
Yeah, I do need to find out. I asked my wife.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, she set it all up.
I actually, yeah, we know. Yeah. We know. I actually would like to know the kind of hokey name they have.
Yeah.
Jack, we have a couple minutes here. Let's get out of here with a couple pieces of sound. I don't have any preferences. Anything stick out to you that was good today?
You're living in a fantasy world, man.
Oh,
Bruce
man.
Pearl will no. save us from the mediocrity that Josh Hurd pledged against.
No. It's not happening, dude.
Well, they have $24
million. Because
you're going to have to buy out Satterfield
money.
Next year, too, probably.
No, they're not.
Wait, you missed that.
Sorry.
Hang on.
Sorry.
Strebel's not—he's not paying attention to the show.
I got distracted.
He's watching Florida State storm the court, which was embarrassing last night.
I just laughed at Coach Kayla.
You didn't even hear that sound,
did
you?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
You didn't hear the end.
No, I'm sorry.
You didn't hear the end of that sound. No, the Jack cut for you.
No, I didn't.
All right, listen to the sound.
Okay. Don't they have $24
million? Because
you're
going
to have to buy out Satterfield
money.
Next year too, probably.
No, they're not.
Oh boy, he will not move off of it. He won't do it. Has there ever been anyone as in love with Scott Satterfield that Mark Blankenbaker is? Maybe his wife, that's it.
Like, honestly, it's yeah. Beth and then it's Blank.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not either. That's why I brought it up.
John Calipari is at Kentucky, and what happened at UMass? Violations? And
right.
What happened at Memphis?
Were they on probation when they hired
violations?
And were they facing a second round of
probation? But did he have violations
in
two places? And then he's at UK?
If Louisville had no pending violations and weren't 8 minutes off their other violation, then it would be different.
So Billy Gillespie and Tubby Smith didn't cheat, so Kentucky can hire a cheater?
Yes. Absolutely. You get a little more leeway.
You get some leeway.
Yeah,
Pat Wider and Sarah Wider, they've been working through this pandemic to make sure they're always, you know, getting equipment right when it's available. Am I boring you over there? Did you yawn right in that microphone there?
No, I'm just right. I just saw Peyton Siva tweet about Rick Pitino.
Oh gosh. All right. I didn't know what was going on.
Sorry.
So whatever your needs are.
He yawned right into the mic.
Am I boring you?
Faintly hear it. All right, let's get out of here. Right. Bonus hour next. LSL over on 93.9. We got some college hoops tonight at 7:45. All the post game shows locked in here on ESPN Louisville. Bonus hour coming up next.
Give me them while in a crouch.
Bruce. Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.